Hey there, this is Seth Juarez from Channel 9 coming to you from MVP Summit 2015 here with my good friend. Why don't you introduce yourself? Tell us what you do.
Hi, I'm Itamar. I'm doing like backend stuff, Elasticsearch, Lucene, search engines, Hadoop, big data, all those kind of things.
That was so many buzzwords all at once, man. That must be the idea. Consultant.
I was. And then I quit.
What do you do now?
I work for 6 months now for Israeli startup doing fraud prevention.
Oh, that's awesome.
Called Forter, doing like crazy stuff.
So what kind of MVP are you?
Good question. So I'm a .NET MVP. Uh-huh. I was an ASP.NET MVP last year. But I go to sessions about all kinds of stuff right now, Azure and ASP.NET. And
so let's get into Lucene, because I think this is an important technology. Obviously, the history of it's pretty fun, because Lucene is not a .NET thing, but you seem to have made it. So let's get into that a little bit.
All right, so it's Lucene, if someone doesn't know about it, it's a search engine library. Uh-huh. It was created around 2000 by a guy named Doug Cutting. Mm-hmm. Some may heard of him because he's also the author of Hadoop.
Uh-huh.
So again, that buzzword again. Yeah. And basically Hadoop and Lucene are like sister projects, siblings. They were created along with each other to create a search engine based on Google Papers.
I see.
So Hadoop was the storage part, Lucene was the search engine part. They both went on their own ways.
I see.
And ever since around 2000 and something, 2002 maybe, Lucene was released as open source under the Apache umbrella, Apache Software Foundation. And that's written in Java. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the like most fast-paced and maintained projects, open source projects out there. Very highly tested, very used. Elasticsearch, Solr, lots of other technologies which are based on it. And basically it allows you to do search engines, to like write searches and stuff like that, and also do live aggregations and stuff. So Elasticsearch is mostly used for logs aggregations and real-time analytics.
So let's get into the, obviously the simple part is it's like a search engine that can index your textual data, is that right? So the aggregation, explain that part a little bit. It's not one that I've heard of a lot.
Right. So an index is created in order to allow you to do full text search on a very efficient way. So for example, if think about it as a paper, for example, like you're reading a newspaper, right? So you flip between various articles. So each article is a document, and each document has several fields, right? It has the title, it has the author name, it has the actual content. So us as human beings, we're reading it as a document field term level. Now what happens when you want to search? You are looking for a term, and if you flip through all the documents and all the fields and then get to the actual terms, search is going to take forever.
Right.
So we are building an index out of it. We are inverting that, an inverted index. So we have a term that points to a field that points to the documents you can find it in. Basically, like you had in the books back in the day. Right?
I see.
So if you take that inverted index and you do some stuff with it, some load it into some specialized data structures, you can do real-time aggregations on that. Because now, if you only look in the index, you can get quite a good idea of the corpus that you have or of the data that you have.
Interesting.
So that's how they use it for real-time aggregations.
So we've strictly been talking about the Java side. Now there's a .NET project for Lucene as well. Is that true? It's been around for a while.
I think in 2005, the project started by other people. I wasn't involved back in the day. Over time, like the project, people did some work, released a version, and the project went back to sleep. I got involved a couple of years ago as part of, it was part of my work as a RavenDB on RavenDB back in the day. By the way, my book is about to go to production right now.
Yeah.
Some plug here.
Nice.
So I started getting involved with that. I contributed like the spatial part and stuff like that. And then I became a committer and then the project, one of the project member committee. Now, the project, like we released, the currently released version is 3.0. So that's basically exactly Java Lucene, but 4.NET running on Windows written in C Sharp.
I see.
But the last release was like 3 years ago, and we're currently working
to upgrade
on the next release.
So is this like a literal, like you look at the Java class and you make an exact same C Sharp class kind of thing?
Mostly, yeah, because we want to maintain an integrity.
Parity, yeah.
Parity with the API. So you can Google and find code examples and basically copied them over, because there's so many parts that you can reuse from Java. So we want to make the move quite easier. But we also want to do this in a like .NET-ish kind of way.
Right.
So sometimes we do make decisions to change some things.
So let's get into a couple of things. First, I'm interested in how you use it. And the second is it's making some data structures and serializing and putting them somewhere. I'm interested in how it stores data and how much space it takes up. So let's start with the first. How do you use Lucene? You have a set of documents or you have a set of things. How do you start to index them?
All right, so again, let's go back to the example I gave before.
Sure.
So when we talk about Lucene, we talk about documents, terms, and fields, mm-hmm. right? So basically every kind of data that you have, PDF documents, Word documents, web pages,
sure.
database records, you have to transform them into a Lucene document, right? So a Lucene document can contain fields. And those fields, you just put data into them, so like text, or you put the actual text into that. So you will create a directory, a Lucene directory. It can be on the RAM, on the memory, if you don't want to be persistent. Or it can be a file system or an Azure directory. So NuGet, for example, are using Lucene and an Azure directory. And then you create an index writer, and you create documents, Lucene documents, and index them through the writer. Once you're done with that, you can create a searcher and search on the directory using query objects. So everything is, you know, it's quite easy to get started with.
So let's see if I understand. So you, for every piece of thing or text or data that you want indexed, you create a Lucene document, you add it to the collection, it does its thing, and then whenever you want to go back and sort of find the right term in any of these documents, you do a query object, pass it in, and then it gives you a set of documents.
Yeah, and you have like plenty of query objects, plenty of query types. You can do spatial queries. You can have numeric queries.
Oh, that's interesting.
Analysis, kind of all kinds of stuff. And basically, you have to know your way around. But getting started is really, really, really easy.
So the second question is: obviously, you can do this in RAM, but it's probably not the best way to do it because you might have millions of documents and you want to add one at a time.
Want it to be persistent.
So where is that persisted, and what is the persistent? Is it just a bunch of files? The database?
The inferred index. Mm-hmm. Basically, it will store the index itself. And it will also allow you to store the original document. So when you search and you get back results, you get back the ideas for the results, but you can also get back the original data. So you can present it very efficiently.
So is it stored like just in the file system?
Yeah, if you use the FS directory, it will be stored on the file system. If you use the Azure directory, it will be stored on the Azure Blob storage.
I see. So you have the choice of, for example, you might have a set of documents for your organization that you consistently are just uploading. Every time you upload it, you're uploading it essentially to Lucene, to index, and to store. And then when you search, you get it back.
Yeah, you will call the Lucene API and tell it, please index those documents. And you know everything will just happen because you use the directory implementation that knows where to persist it.
Well, this is awesome stuff. Where can people go to find out more about this?
So we have an Apache website, basically, mm-hmm. for the project. It's lucenenet.apache.org. Mm-hmm. We have links to the mailing list there. Mm-hmm. Every Apache project is mirrored to GitHub.
Sure.
So, and speaking about that, we are open source, and we pretty much need quite a lot of help with getting more stuff done there. So. You can just go to GitHub, download the latest master from Git, play with it, and tell us what you think on the mailing lists. And we accept pull requests through GitHub.
Well, that's fantastic. Thanks so much for spending some time with us.
Thank you, too.
You're coming all the way from Israel, is that right?
I do. Yes, I do.
That's awesome. So tell us about your book, RavenDB.
So RavenDB, I worked on RavenDB a couple of years ago. I was like one of the core developers. And like after I left there, I said, okay, so I did training, I did talks about it, let's write a book about it. Apparently writing a book is way more difficult.
It takes a long time.
So we are now getting to production. There is a coupon code, I don't remember it by heart. It's something, it gives you 39% off, I think.
Yeah, we'll put it at the bottom if you can get it to me.
Yeah, sure. So we just blogged about it this week, Oren Aini and me. And so the book is being released. And we can talk about Fringe as well.
That's right. Oh, that's right. I almost forgot. Tell us about .NET Fringe. It's a conference I went to in Portland this year. It was early this year. So are you guys going to do another one?
We will, yes. Fringe 1.0. was a great success. Last week I've been to .NET Unboxed in Dallas, which was basically created by one of the attendees of .NET Fringe. So it was that successful that the people wanted to bring it over. We're now currently investigating options for having a 2.0 version, Glenn, Troy, and me, and hopefully it will happen soon and we could announce stuff soon.
That's awesome. So do you have a blog or something so people can go and watch to make sure?
Yeah, so you can just find, we have a YouTube channel. We can put it on the comments as well. Yeah, definitely.
Well, thanks so much for spending some time with us.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for watching. We're here at MVP Summit 2015. My name is Seth Juarez. This is Channel 9. Take care.